Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show and 14 years of our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and 12 years of our newsletter, Small Business Advocate Newsletter. So thank you. You're seeing the trend there, right? Thank you for being part of that and for joining us and for staying with us and for all you do, small business owners. I want to talk about the NFIB report. Steve, we aren't able to get Bill hooked in here, but Bill Dunkelberg, the author of the NFIB survey, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because I know it pretty well. I'm very familiar with this. I've been reporting on the NFIB survey now for probably about 11 years or so, every month for 11 years. And so I'm not quite as good as Bill, but I'm close. One of the things that's good news about the NFIB survey, and I'm just going to go down through some of the key elements of the survey and talk about, and you can compare these to your own experience and see what you think about it. But overall, the optimism index is still at recession levels. It's 90.2 now. If the economy were at, say, at a level where you and I would like for it to be, not outstanding, but just back to what we might call regular. I don't like the word normal. I don't think there's anything normal about what we do. But it would be at 100. The optimism index would be at 100. That's the sort of the benchmark, right? Well, it's 90 right now. It's up a little bit, though. The good news is it's up a little bit for over where it has been. It's gained 1.3 points, but it's still 10% below what the standard for what you want the economy to be doing, and it has been below 100 for a long time, for several quarters, not several months, but several quarters. And why would that be? Now, I just got through saying America's got a $15 trillion economy. That's a lot of buying and selling. Why would the optimism index be that low? Of course, it's built on where people are from a hiring standpoint, from a capital spending standpoint, from a sales standpoint, inflation. What are the problems with, what are you excited about? What are you frightened about? Profits and wages, credit. Can you get credit? It's built based on those. That optimism index is based on those elements. But why would the American small business optimism be at that level, at a 90% level, when for so long? In fact, I'm going to say, I think Bill will agree with me on this, would agree with me that it's in the 30, almost 30, probably 8 years that he's been doing this index, it's never been this low for this long a period of time. Now, what would cause it to be like that? Well, obviously, there are some measurable factors like sales growth, those things which are really you can put on an operating statement, you can put on a balance sheet, those kinds of definable specific things you can see in front of you. But I think from an optimism standpoint, it's more about how we feel about things, and how we feel about things right now. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of uncertainty in our world right now. And for example, yesterday we talked to Barbara Weltman about tax planning, and she said that how do you plan for taxes to do tax planning when you don't know how Congress is going to do the what they're going to do with some of the main elements of the tax code that affect you and me. You know, she talked about the R&D credit that keeps getting kicked around. Some of the rates are going to be, we don't know for sure what the rates are going to be. You've got Section 169, which is the 100% expensing provision. You've got Section 179, which allows you to write off. You know, there's another level of being able to accelerate the depreciation, but those are scheduled to be adjusted after the first of the year. But we don't know that. That's what you know. Many people believe that Congress will extend them or they'll make so much. How does the government? And I'm casting a level stare at the government here, folks. How does the government? What part of you and I being uncertain about those kinds of things, not causing us to want to invest and hire more people? What part of that did they not get? It really amazes me that they don't understand that the thing that is more that is causing more of a depressing effect on the economy is not our capitalization, not our ability to borrow money, even with a $15 trillion economy where there's a lot of buying or selling, it's the level of uncertainty that's going on right now. That's what's really got people upset. And that's one of the reasons why I think that the small business index, the NFIB small business index, is down to the level that it is right now. And so, you know, I don't know what to say until our government does some things that give us a little more feeling of certainty. It's probably going to be like this, and I'm going to say that's going to be at least enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.